shocking things to tell him today. Why do I want to shock you? It's a good question. Okay, everybody, so we have a few minutes. I have some important things to discuss. Okay, today is Yom Shlishi of Parshas Bishalach. Now, if you go, I'm assuming in Yeshul, Yudavin, or online, Yudavin been bombarded with, don't forget Yom Gimel Parshas Bishalach. There's a minig, there's a Kabbalah from Rav Menachem Mendel Nedimanov to recite the Parshas Hamon, Shnayim Mikra V'Echot Targum, and it's a segula for Parnasa. I've been hearing this probably since many, many years. The first time it was a chiddush to me, then I thought it was a big secret, and then it it's part of the Jewish calendar. It's part on the calendar, you know. There
and every shul sends.
There's Thanksgiving, and there is a gimel of parash b'shalach. It's part of the Jewish holiday. Why Yom Gimel? I have no idea. Why Yom? It's the middle of the week. Now, let me read to you. Now, I have a lot of things I want to discuss about the Parshah, but this is probably the most important thing. So it's a fantastic sefer called Oitzer Tu B'Shvat Shabbos Shiva Sayam Parshah Mon Ba'aloch Ve'agada. About half the sefer is on the Mon. Things I never knew, never heard before. Really unbelievable things. But the best thing in the sefer is this largest footnote in the entire sefer. And who's the Mechaber? I don't even know. I have no clue who the Mechaber is. His name is Shimon Bloomberg. I don't know how to pronounce it. It sounds like Bloomberg, the mayor? Obviously not. All right. So let me read you what it says here. Where in the world does it come from, this thing on Yom Gimel Parshas Bishalach, to recite the Parshas Hamon? If you look in Chazal, it's all over. It's a Yerushalmi. It could be it's also a Bavli, that a person should recite the Parshas Hamon every single day. Okay, that's what it says in its Tur. The Siddurim. It's in the back of the Siddur. It says the Farish in the Tur in Shulchan Aruch. It's the Shulchan Aruch. You're supposed to recite it every single day. What is it? Let me see what it says over here. I'll read you what it says over here. B'sefer im reshefer l'cha mekamoy kosar amr b'yitzu Yerushalmi. It's not the Torah. Where does it come from? Where did the Shulchan Aruch get it from? The Shulchan Aruch got it from the Talmud. Which Talmud? Not the Talmud Bavli, the Talmud Yerushalmi. You can't get better than this. Kol ha-koyre parshas hamon b'chol yom. No such thing as once a year. B'chol yom. Yerushalmi. Yes, he discusses that here. He discusses that. Pash says yes, even on Shabbos. Yeah. Shabbos, you don't say the Yehu Ratzon. Even shouldn't say. I'll show you on Shabbos even better. If you have time, talk about some of these things. Okay, I'll tell you where it is. Yerushalmi, where Yerushalmi? You know, I can't even. Well, let me see. It has to be here. He has it all over the place, but I don't know. I'll find it after the Shia. Okay, it says Kol Akoyrei Pash Haman B'Chol Yoim. Muftach loy shehu ben olam haba. It doesn't say parnasa. Nothing about parnasa. Okay, it talks about olam haba. Okay, muftach loy shehu ben olam haba. That's really a corruption of what people are doing today. Today people are doing it not because of olam haba, right? They're only doing it today No one today is saying brachas parshamon for olam haba. I guarantee you that. You're only saying it for cash. Okay? Cash is king. The Omar Rabbi Ovin, one of the Amoraim says, Va'ani Orev, I'm the guarantor. You say Parsha someone every single day, you come to Shemayim, and they give you a hard time, here's my card. Here's my card, you give me a call. I guarantee you are going straight to Olam Haba. Pretty good, right? Parnas in this world? No guarantees. Rav Ovin is not coming to guarantee anything to you in this world. Okay, now, so where in the world does it come over here, this thing today, to say Parshas Hamon on Tuesday of Parshas Bishalach? So let me read you what it says here in the footnote. Where did Parnasa come in from? Okay, so let me first read you what it says in the big letters. Yeshaviu b'shem. There are those who bring the shame Harav HaKadosh, Rabbi Menachem Mendel Mirimanov, the famous Rabbi Menachem Mendel Mirimanov, Zuchusa Yogin Aleinu. He was a Talmud of who? I forgot who was a Talmud of.
Mayor.
He was a Menachem Mendel Mirimanov.
He was a
Rabbi. Okay, he was a very, very poor person. He was destitute.
Noyam Elomelech.
He was destitute. He wrote many chidushim. He wrote a lot. He wrote an enormous number of chidushim. His miktsoya was the Parashas Hamonim. So yet, even though his chidushim, his contribution was Parashas Hamonim, here, Rabbi, please, just for a few minutes, was Parashas Hamonim, he was yet very poor. So it goes to show, just because you're bucking Parashas Hamonim does not mean you're going to have Parnasa. So he says, he's segula le Parnasa. Okay, so Menachem Mendel Mirimanov is segula Parnasa. Loimar par shaman shnayim mikra v'yecha targum. That's also a chiddush. You have to say the targum also. Who says twice? B'yom shlishi l'seder par shas b'shalach. The alpizeh, based upon this legend, try to find it for me in print. I challenge you. Based upon this legend, nisoiru rabim bizmanenu. In the 21st century, it's become a tradition. It's become like Turkey on Thanksgiving. Okay, bizmanenu likroi biyoyim zeh es parashas Hamon. Now the mechaber of this sefer, he writes ulam. By the way, I don't want to spoil the fun. Lo nimsa shum mikor musmach l'shmuazo. There is absolutely no authentic support that this tradition from Menachem Mendel Mirimanov is valid. It's true. V'adarabba. We mentioned since we started Shehivanu Leel Beperek Zeh Mavur. It's clear as day. The Skulas Kriyas Par Shamon Hu Leoimra Bechol Yom. Every single day. The Mechaber of this Sefer Bloomberg, the mayor.
What he's saying is, I didn't find it on
Eitzah Chochma. I didn't find it on Eitzah Chochma. And all the Mamari Chazal tell us he's supposed to say it every single day. And I told you, the Yerushalmi where Kamsham says it's not going to help you for Parnasa. It's going to help you for Olam Haba, not for Parnasa. So where does it come from, this? It's a legend. We don't even know. Umikol Makoim, so he writes over here the Mechaber of this Sefer, Kev and Sharab and Mekorim Ma'osu Ayom. If everyone does it,
Can't hurt,
right? I did it today. I'm going to try to do it again because I wasn't paying too much attention. But when we call Malcolm Kevin Sharabim Karim Abosso Yom Mistava who poil Bashamayim, the Koyach Hatzibor, the Zuchus, the Gans Klaishol is doing it, don't take it lightly. Le'oyer Hashboas Parnasa, Ure'e Oid Beho'oro, look in the footnotes. Okay, the footnotes in this safe are very, very tiny, but here he has a whole page. Okay, so let me read you. I can't read a lot of names. I can't read. I'll just run through what I can decipher. I'll decipher. He writes here in the footnote: Hamikar Hayochid L'Shmuzu. There is one mikar of this legend. Huva b'Yalkut Menachem Hachodosh. You know what that is? I have no idea. Shehagoin Rav Shlomo Yehuda Weinberg Mipaya. You know what Mipai is?
Yeah.
It's a Hasidish sect. Shona, he heard, Cain, he heard this legend of Yom Gimel, of Bishalach, Parnasa. Remember, the Chituchi Bishamar, once a year, and Parnasa. Who says the mon has anything to do with Parnasa? It has to do with Olam Haba, Emuna, not Parnasa. Parnasa in this world, W-O-R-K. There's no school. The only school of Parnasa is work. This Parshamon is Olam Haba, and it's every single day. But he heard from this Rebbe Mipaya, Shoma came Mipi Harav HaKadosh, Rebbe Shalom, I can't pronounce this, Shomar came B'Shem Harav HaKadosh. So he heard it's all 30 and 3 generations, Harav HaKadosh Mirimanov, Zuchus Yogin Aleinu. So it's aid me, okay? Aid me, from the Rebbe Nachman Rimnov. Ulam loy matzanu school zubichol hasfarm sheviu mitaras shel harava kodesh mirimanov. I besifrei talmidov. Rav Menachem Mendel Mirimanov. He wrote a lot. He wrote extensively. We have a lot of svarim. My uncle, you know my uncle Dov. You know my uncle Dov, right? he was hired by someone to translate one of his major svarim. He spent a whole year on it. It's a big, thick book, Kitav Palusha, big, thick book. He was hired to translate it. Rav Menachem Elmer Rimnov. So all of his svarim, Rav Menachem, nowhere does he himself write that you should say Parshamon on Yom Shlishi or B'Shalach, and it's Talmidim. We know who is Talmidim. None of the Talmidim write this in their svarim. So this whole thing based on Baba Maisa. He's going to show this whole story of Baba Maisa. V'shamati mehari shnerisin shlita. Is that the Lubavitcher Rebbe? I don't think so. He's referring to over here. I don't think so.
Maybe that's Rebbe
Nachman. No. Sheshoma miziknoi baal habircha shimshimoin mitishibin?
Shabin.
Okay. Sheloi shoma me'oilom skula zu. Never heard about it. Okay, we're talking over here the real sources here. The Ein Lanu Elam Misuras Avosedu V'Chein. We only have them so every single day. Olam Haba V'Chein Zikenu Hagoyin Rav Elchanan Halpern Milondin Shoyin Mitzilah Mitzilashel. He has all these rabbis. Loy Shama Me Olam Skulazu V'Gam Tzadikei Beis. Another Chasidus Shenimdu Al Talmidei Beis Rimanov Loy Shamu Dover Ze. V'chein heir echad mibnei beisa shel agoyin hakadosh of Moshe Arye Friner shuhu chasan eitzel echad min ben achar ben. He's a ben achar ben from Rav Menachem Elmer Rimanov. Sh'amar al skula b'loshni, they asked him about the skula, he says it's a naya maisa. Okay, so he's gone through here. Ad kan diburoi ki luach dvar b'itoi. Okay, the luach, you know that are made the luach dvar b'itoi. All these luchos kasav shabirer eitzel zekenim yoytzehu ir rimanov v'amru. He investigated this minog. Shemi oylam leshamu v'loyadu al skul l'gulun. Again, his mom is banging in many nails into the coffin, one after another. That this thing that we're doing today is a baba mice. There's no mikar. Uvikuntris, then he brings down Kinagin Hamanagin Meharavel Yoel Yezab. I don't know who this is. The Chokru Achar Mekora School of Zu Merav Paya Hanal. And he writes, you know, I'll tell you how this Maisa came about. Okay, I'll tell you how it came about. Again, is that the Hizbara, the Gufa, the Uv, the Hochihava. Sharav Mi Paya, Me Oilam Lemosa Dovazel, the Shum Odom Yoelam, Ella, Hamatik Hetik Mi Machberes, Shehishir Harav Mi Paya. The Azvuhu Sherosham by Avoida Shena Shahoyu Loyetzel Tzadikim. And the Maisa was Vishksham Kasav Shabi Aldusa, there was a Maishahoya, that this holy person who was a Talmud of Rabbi Nachal Mendel Rimanov, there was a young boy, he went to visit this Rebbe. It happened to be he visited this Rebbe on Tuesday, Parshas B'Shalach. Eitzel Harav HaKadosh Rishona Mesuyemes B'Yom Gimel Parsh B'Shalach. It's a diary. It was in the diary. Dibor Imoy. Oh, you came to visit Harav HaKadosh Oides Hashivos Inayus Amius Parsh Haman B'chol Yoyin. When he was there to visit this Talmud, who was a Talmud of the Merachel Merimadav, this little child came to visit him. So he says, oh, let's talk in learning. You know what this week's Parsh is? This week's Parsh is Parsh B'Shalach. And the Parash Shalach is the Parash Saman. And you know what Chazal said about the Parash Saman? There's a very big inyan to say it every single day. Because if you say it every single day, the Yerushalmi says you'll be Zoyche to Oilam Haba. The Hamatik, the person who took this diary, didn't know what he was doing. And since the entry to this event was on Yoyim Gimel Parash Asper Shalach, somehow he mixed everything up together, and he wrote that you're supposed to say it on Yom Gimel. V'matik shleihevin advarim lo'oshom choshav sheyesh kan mesoira chadasha shalav nires parash amam Yom Gimel parash b'shalach mizem nispash eskul zu umoshom. He brings it from Steinman. Okay, Neretz Yisrael have refuah shleima, and he brings also this whole thing is a baba meisa. Same thing he says. Worse, he says moiras ruchay. Shevia es moiras rucha is very his.
So he knows exactly who this guy was who messed it up.
But moiras rucha, which means is very it's a very harsh expression.
Right.
It means
moiras rucha.
Very disappointed, yes. Very upset, very.
But what could be wrong by saying it?
Nothing is wrong with saying it, but it's a fraud. It's a fraud. You can just stand in the footnote, okay? So he goes through here from beginning to end. You're not going to find such a footnote. He says the Yerushalmi every single day. That's what we started with. Okay, that's what we started with.
Lo tekstar lo parnasa.
Parnasa, not parnasa. The Yerushalmi says olam haba.
No.
No, so you got to go check with the art school there. That's not what it says in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says zech olam haba.
Send him an email.
Okay, so you have to see what the art, what they wrote. They write in the art school. It's brought from the Yerushalmi. It's a school to say everything by parnasa. That's not the school. The school is to say it every single day to be zech to olam haba, not to parnasa. Bottom line is, I've never seen such a write-up like this with so many Makoros. It's fascinating. It's almost like it's a half a page in the footnotes. Where he basically shows with utter clarity from all of the sources that this thing that today in every single shul they probably tzelach on the paper and there are signs and all the yeshivas and online they have probably posted and telling you don't forget as if they make it said that your whole parnasa, your whole life depends. They make you feel guilty. That's how they reason. They make, they shame me. I also say it. I'm ashamed into saying it. They make you feel guilty that if you don't say it, your parnasa is on the line. Right? So, you should be aware. Dvarim lo hayu me oilam. Dvarim betel min talim lo shuv lo kayam lo yicholim klo v'klal.
You have to repeat it.
Dvarim betel what? What?
You're still
going to
repeat it?
You're I'm still going to repeat it. Because he says here, because he writes here on top, because he writes here on top, when we call Mokayim, when we call Mokayim, I basically writes and we call Malcolm Kevon Sherabim Koirim Beoisayo Mistama who poil Bashamayim the Koyachat Sibur. If the whole Sibur comes together today to be Mistal for Parnasa, that's an Oina, okay, no. It's a nice thing. It's a nice thing. Beoir Hashpos Parnasa. But to go say that Rav Menachem Mendel Mirimanov, he was Misakin such a thing, Biyom Shlishi Parash Mashach, such a thing, it's a distortion. It's a corruption of the Mamori Chazal. Chazal told us to say it every single day. It's brought down in the Yerushalmi, it's brought in Shulchan Aruch every single day. Okay, that's a very important thing to be aware of. Now once we're talking about the Mamori, let me just tell you a few short ideas. What in Bechlal is the mile of saying it every single day? So Pashup Shad is to be my Emunah. Emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that's Mazvin Parnasa. So the other farshim say something very different. This is fascinating, and they say it's because in the parsha one it says the words "V'nachnu ma ki salinu aleinu." When Klal Yisrael came to Moshe Rabbeinu, they complained. So Moshe says, "V'nachnu, what do you complain ma? V'nachnu ma is the ultimate expression of humility in the entire Tanakh. Avraham said, Ofar v'efer, but Ofar v'efer, epis something." You can use ash. You can use it for something. They use it for coloring. They use it to make ink. They use it for dyes. Earth. You can use it to plant. You can create. You can. David said, "Ani toilas v'layish." I'm a worm, but a worm is a living creature. Epis. Moshe Rabbeinu said, "V'nachnu ma, nothing. Absolutely. Not only am I'm even part of a team. It's one thing, you know, one person alone is enough, but when you're with someone else." That intensifies the nothingness because I have someone else to compete with, who's also a nothing. It's the most intense expression in the entire Tanakh of humility. So he brings that over here from a Makar, one of the big Gedolei Yisrael. The mile of saying the man every single day to be zeichet olam haba is not because of the food of the pleasure. It's to focus on the theme of humility. A person should every day in his mind review the psukim in the entire context. The entire context to get the full bang for your buck, you know. Don't be such a balgaiva. Learn from Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, who said about themselves, "V'nachnu ma." Guarantee, if you humble yourself, all your problems will go away. When you're humble, everything is good. Shaduchim are good. Parnasa is good. Refuah is good. All the problems in this world all start with, "Epis, I deserve better. I deserve better. I have to have a better parnasa, a better shirch, a better this, better that." Everything comes from the koyach of gaiva. Focus on anava, then you're set to go. He brings another fascinating idea. What happens if you come to shul? This blew my mind. You come to shul. I think it's even the medrash. You come to shul on Shabbos. Picture this. This is a great thing for a rabbi. You come to shul. Comes Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah. Does anyone remember what parsha this week is? What's the parsha? What are we supposed to learn this week? Is it Parshas Vayikra? Is it Parshas Shalach? Is it Parshas Yisro? and no one in the shul knows what's the parsha. No one remembers what parsha. What are we supposed to lay in this? So what are you to do? So it says in halacha, it says in the Paiskim, if you don't know what the parsha is, you lay in parshas Haman. The parsha Haman is the catch-all. It's the catch-all for. It's the catch-all. Why is it a catch-all? Well, parsha is because parsha Haman captures the essence of Shabbos. Because Shabbos is how did Moshe Rabbeinu teach, introduce the mitzvah of Shabbos to Klal Yisrael?
How did you know that it was Shabbos?
They came to Moshe on Shabbos. They came on Friday. There was a double portion. Ki lo ya, what's going on? Hu adav asher tziva Hashem. It's the parasha. It's Shabbos. So being that the parasha of Mon is the parasha that teaches us Shabbos, the Mela, it is the ikur kriyas atar for Shabbos. Therefore, this week, this Shabbos, when you lay in parasha Mon, you're laying the most. We have a very big dilemma. How come we don't lay on Shabbos the korbanos? V'yoyim haShabbos. It's only two psukim. So we chabran on the Shabbos. Of course, we have the mildly the two psukim. But what about, forget about the korbanos? What about laying Shabbos? On Yom Tov, we have two Sifrei Torah. We lay the Inyan de Yoyma, and then the Korbanos. Where is the Inyan de Yoyma? This Shabbos is the ultimate Kriyas HaTorah. This is the Kriyas HaTorah of Shabbos. Okay, there's a few more very short things. What does it mean, Mon? What's the meaning, Mon? What's the translation of the word Mon? So Rashi is a fascinating translation, which I think we appreciate this probably more so than any generation in history. Mon means Muchan. It means prepared. It's a Hebrew word which means prepared. In other words, it means take our food. That's what it means. You go. You go home. It's torture to eat. I know. You live alone. You got to do everything yourself. I'm not interested. I have to go buy the chicken. I have to go wash it. I have to prepare it. Got to go put it up in the oven. I have to wash it for the hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. Got to clean up afterwards. So an enormous amount of preparation goes into preparing a piece of chicken. Is it really worth it to me? Most of the time it's not. Okay, you want bread. If you want to do it the real way, you got to go and take the plant and the kernels. Anything that you eat requires enormous preparation. On the other hand, you can go, if you have the money, take out. You just go into a meal mart, and it's a muchan, it's prepared. When Klal Yisrael saw the man, what was the reaction?
Wow.
Muchan! We don't have to do anything. It's done. We just put it in our mouths. Delicious. There's no preparation. It's mazon muchan. This is Rashi's translation of the word man. And I think in this generation when we live in this
already.
What? Oh, so the Enochanam, that's a discussion who did it, but simply it means mukhan, it means mazon that is mukhan that is prepared. Other translations include mon, it's an Egyptian word. It's not even a Hebrew word. It means what is it? Ma. What in the world is this? Ma. My favorite interpretation is the Rav Nachum Mendel Miriminov. He says mon means who? 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 What does it mean? When people ate the man, the experience that going through eating the man was transformative. You had to go out. If you were a tzaddik, it was by your front door. If you were a beinoni, a little bit more. Rasha, every day you had to work on your midos, not to be embarrassed. Eating the bread, it was spiritual bread, it transformed the person. When people worked on themselves in order to prepare for eating the bread, they became different, better people, people of stature. When you would meet your friend in the street, you would say to him, "Who are you? I don't recognize you. You're not the same Chaim Yankel I knew from yesterday. Yesterday I knew Chaim Yankel was this Zul Dechaya. Today Chaim Yankel, he gets shishi every Shabbos. Monhu, who are you? I don't recognize you. You've transformed. How did that transformation come about? Through the month. Through the avoida of working, of perfecting your midos to be zoicha, to be mekabel the mon the proper way, and the effect the mon had on Klal Yisrael, the whole transform people to the degree where vayoyimru ish el achiv, one man said to his fellow man, monhu, who are you? I don't recognize you. You're a different person. Rav Menachem Mendel answers the question, ish el achiv, what is that doing in the pasuk? Stop. Each person said to himself, what is this? Oh, takeout food. Gevaldik. Chavanash here in the desert. Right here in the desert we have takeout food. No. Ish Elochiv, because the food transformed the people. Okay, last Yisrael I want to present to you is it says in the Mon, it's in Senes Haman. A lot of times it says in Haman, but Hashem says to Moshe, we find there's a word Limishmeres three times in reference to the Mon. The Mon, a double portion of Mon fell on Friday. People came to Moshe, what should we do? Moshe says, oh, Shabbos is tomorrow. Put the Mon away Limishmeres ad Habayker. The second time it says Mishmeres is Hashem says to Moshe, tell Aaron to put the mon away l'mishmeres l'doyroi seichem. Mm-hmm. All generations should know that this is the bread that I fed the Jewish people in the deserts. Yirmiyah, we live in Yirmiyah, Hadar, Ru'u'atem. That the time of Yirmiyah, Yirmiyah took out the mon. It's in Senes from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Look, Hashem supported Klal Yisrael in the desert, so Hashem will support you. You should devote your time to learning Torah. And when Aaron followed his command, it says there another pasuk. It says Aaron listened, and he put away the man as Moshe commanded. Kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe, vayanicheu Aaron lifnei ha'edus l'mishmores. Third time, Aaron followed Moshe's command. And he put the man away before the Eidos, which means before the Aron HaKodesh, l'mishmores, for safekeeping. So haloi davar, is it not interesting to take note that the word mishmeres is used three times in reference to the man? There's a mishmeres ad haboiker, there's a mishmeres l'doiroi seichem, for all generations, and there's stama mishmeres. What's the triple nature of the mishmeres? So I want to suggest is that the lessons of the man have an effect on our own lives. Ad HaBoiker. Ad HaBoiker means until the next day. Mocher. Yesh Mocher Liachas Man. It means the lessons of Man have an effect upon us in the short term. In the short term, meaning in our lifetimes. In contrast to L'doyroi Seichem, the lessons of the Man have an effect for all generations. By following the lessons of the Man, it has an effect on your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, L'chol HaDoiros. And then there's an effect on Mishmeres for your neshama in the Olam HaEmes. L'mishmeres stam, which is not bound by time. It's timeless. Hoya, hoya v'yia. There's no limitation of time. There are three dimensions in the Mishmeres, the effect, the geniza of the man. A Mishmeres, the short term, ad haboiker. A Mishmeres, l'doyroi seichem. And there's the eternal Mishmeres. That's the power of the Mon. Last thing, the most important thing, I cannot forget, this is the most important thing. I guarantee you, who am I to guarantee? I'm just joking with you, but I guarantee you, the biggest thing you can do today to commemorate the Mon is to wash and eat bread and recite the first bracha of Birchas HaMazon with Kavanah. Because the first bracha of Birchas HaMazon is the only mitzvah deraisa of achila, of echalta v'sevata v'rachta, and it was established by Moshe Rabbeinu, in whose schus the man came to Klal Yisrael, as a bracha thanking Hashem for the man.
Does that have to be done on Tuesday in Parshas V'Shalach?
Every day, but certainly today. The Zechus HaTzibur, right? The Zechus HaTzibur.
We should send out emails every time.
The Zechus HaTzibur. Certainly better than reciting the Parsha, yeah. The Mon, is to mamish to Birchas HaMazon. I mean, what can you pass? Moshe was misakin, the Ferish HaChazal was misakin Birchas HaMazon as a Shevach V'Hoidah, a Bracha to Hashem, thanking Hashem for the Mon. So it's a bracha deraisa. It's the only bracha that is deraisa, and it's achila. So what more can you possibly do? L'chayr, it's much more powerful than reading the psukim, to say, to wash, to eat bread, and to recite slowly, at least. The other brachas you can say very quick. But at least the first bracha, to say slowly, certainly you could connect to the koyach hatzibur, and it will be a shefa of parnasa. Mm-hmm. L'mishmeres ad haboike, l'mishmeres l'doray seichem, and stam l'mishmeres. Have a wonderful day.